it's time for our Thursday morning conversation. As promised, Maria Nakula is here from Operation Shoebox, Operation Christmas Child. It's that time of year again, Maria. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
All right. When I was said to set up your visit with us here this morning, oftentimes when we're downsizing, we're down cleaning out the basement, cleaning out the closets in the house, we find shoe boxes and we think, what do we do with these things? You know what to do with shoe boxes, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. And instead of filling them up with shoes or other things, why not fill them up with toys, school supplies, hygiene items, and send them to a child in need?
This is, you said when you came in, this is your 11th year doing this, right?
I have been involved with Operation Christmas Child for over 20 years, actually.
So this is the 11th year that we've had this conversation?
Probably.
Yeah. Boy, time really flies, doesn't it?
It does.
It sure does. And so we've heard a lot of stories over the years, Maria. You've had guests in here before, people that have gotten involved with the project. So let's just ground floor this thing, first of all. What is Operation Shoebox, Operation Christmas Child? It kind of all goes together, right?
Yes. So it's called Operation Christmas Child, which is a ministry of Samaritan's Purse. And it's the largest shoebox ministry of its kind. And what it is simply is filling up a shoebox with toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. And these get sent out to children in need all over the world. And with it comes the message that God loves them.
And people get involved in this in many ways. Some people take this on as an individual project, as something they do every year for Christmas, but other people really make a family gathering out of this operation. We've heard a lot of nice stories that way, too. And any other ways that people participate?
You can get involved by filling a shoebox through your church. You can do it with a group. You can get involved by volunteering at one of my drop-off locations during National Collection Week and take part in helping to bring the shoeboxes in and packing them, getting ready for the processing center.
Are there a lot of churches in the area that are participating? This is something that they get involved with every year?
One of the largest churches in our area is the Northwoods Vineyard, which is also the drop-off location for Tomahawk. Just last night, they packed 200 shoeboxes
really?
With their youth group.
Wow, 200 boxes in one night.
Yes, in one night, and they're doing 200 more, I believe, this coming Sunday.
Just in little old Tomahawk.
That is right.
And these shoeboxes literally go all over the world. Since you and I talked last time, I actually visited a third world country, went to Honduras and Utila, a little island off of Honduras. And first of all, I think that it should be mandatory that every kid, before they graduate high school, should visit a third world country, because I think it'll bring those kids back to the United States with a whole new appreciation of what they have. And while I was there, I was actually thinking about this, Maria, when we were there. I thought, I wonder if any kids around here in the Utila or Roatan area in Honduras has ever received any of these boxes, because they literally go all over the world.
They go all over the world, and I do have a list with me. So let's see. Honduras, yes. It
really?
Is a country that has received shoeboxes.
And I'm going to tell you something. It was real eye-opener. Of course, you see pictures on TV about how some folks live, and it comes home a little bit, but it doesn't come home to you until you actually lay your eyes on it and you see how some of these folks live. The thing about it is, one thing I noticed, I didn't see many grumpy faces. Even those kids, the adults living in those conditions, they still had smiles on their faces. They were happy people.
Yes, they're very happy people. And these shoeboxes go to places where people really don't know about Jesus. And I can just share one story. There is a tribe in Madagascar that was known for its hostility, for its killing, and was not a good tribe to go to. But one pastor had it on his heart to go there, and so he poured his love into those villages. And whereas before, when the kids would, as a recreation, would throw sticks and stones at each other to hurt each other, because they received shoe boxes, they got soccer balls. And so now they're playing with soccer balls instead of sticks and stones and hurting each other.
Boy, that's what a great story. See, that's what I mean. When you come in here, you always bring a nice story. I love good stories. That's a really good story. So Jesus said, go ye therefore, teach all nations. And so this is just part of that decree from Jesus. This is how you follow through with that decree.
That's right, because the shoebox is just a tool to open up the door for the gospel.
So the kids that receive these things, first of all, I'm trying to get the picture in my head. I'm imagining a big gathering of folks, moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and all the kids of the village come together, and big old shipment of shoeboxes come in. I can just imagine what that is like as those kids start to see all those things and they think, wow, this is for me?
Yes, and it's really an exciting time. So what happens is that we call them outreach events. So the pastors arrange to have children from the neighborhood, whatever, come to a certain location. And first of all, they hear the gospel. They don't even know that there's going to be a gift for them. And once the message is shared with the children, then they say, now we have a gift for you. Hmm. And then they go and hand out the shoe boxes. And then after they count down, usually from 3, 2, 1, and open up your box, then you can hear just the joy of the children opening up their boxes and receiving gifts that, for the most of them, they've never received a gift in their entire life.
And that's what I've really taken home after every one of our conversations, Maria. There are kids in this country who would turn up their noses if they get some of the things that these kids are receiving in these shoe boxes. Let's face it, kids in the United States of America, when they get a pair of underwear or socks, it does nothing for them. They're just looking for the next present that they're going to have fun
Correct.
With. These kids appreciate every single thing that they get, and a turned-up nose is probably nowhere to be found.
Yeah, I can share another story. This is about a little boy named Sifiso, and he lives with his mother, and his father comes and goes. And one day, he said, we went to church, and they gave us boxes. I opened my box. Wow, I was so happy to find nice things I needed for school. Pencils, rubber, toys, and socks, many things. It was my birthday. I have never received a gift, not even for any birthday. I thank God because he knew it was my birthday.
Wow. That one, that hits you right where you live. That hits you right where you live. I can just imagine some of the feelings that people have as they're gathering and filling these shoe boxes and imagining the kids that might get them. Imagining the reactions from those kids that might get them. That's got to be a very powerful motivation for people that have been involved with this, especially as long as you have. Is that one of your real motivators?
Yes. When I pack the shoebox, I just think of the joy and also learning about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. A lot of good things come out of this program, so let's get started here as to what goes in those shoe boxes. Now, this is something that anybody that's listening can participate in. They don't have to have a group. They can do this on their own. You don't need fanfare or anything like that. So for people that want to get involved and want to at least pack one shoe box, what are we doing here? Take us through the process, Maria.
For complete information about what to pack and not to pack in the shoe box, the best thing is to go to the Samaritan's Purse .org website,
okay. And
you will learn everything you wanted to know about packing a shoebox. But what it is simply is you want to find a wow item, a toy that when a child opens up the box, they'll say, wow, somebody packed a soccer ball or a Barbie doll for me. And then along with that, you want to put school supplies. For many of these children, they've never don't have these supplies, they can't go to school. And then I always include clothing because that's important. And hygiene items, just having a bar of soap and a washcloth. And just making that box special for that girl or boy.
And I would think one of the other rules is don't get too extravagant.
You don't need to get too extravagant. For these kids, as I've shared, this little boy, he never received a gift in his life. So to receive these toys and things, it really changed his life.
When we were in Honduras, I noticed a couple of kids kicking around in an old milk carton, a plastic milk carton. There's way too much plastic in these third world countries, too. That's another story for another day. But I noticed these kids kicking around a gallon milk jug, and it had a little water in it. That was what was passing for a soccer ball for those kids.
Yes, so to have a soccer ball is huge because the child that receives it doesn't just keep it for itself. It gets shared with many others.
Don't pack any cleats for soccer or anything like that. Stick to the soccer ball, and you'll be doing good.
That's correct.
In a lot of those countries, soccer is number one, so that's one of the best. Like, I got excited when I got a football for Christmas. Those kids getting a soccer ball, same kind of deal.
Yes, and you can certainly fit a soccer ball in the shoebox. It's not inflated, but it does fit.
So the socks, things like that, just daily hygiene items, those are all appropriate items. So you can pretty much fit as much stuff into one shoebox as you want. You can put as little or as much in there as you want, right, as long as it's all the appropriate things.
As long as it's all the appropriate things, like we don't want to have anything that is food items, things that have to do with water, and there's other things on that list, but the complete list is found on the Samaritan's Purse website.
One of the other things that people put in these boxes are pictures of the people that are putting these boxes together and a little message, too. I'll bet you I can just imagine some of the messages and photos that have gone out in these boxes and the reactions that the kids have.
I have received messages back sometimes. I include my email, and it's always fun to open up my email and say, "Hey, Grandma Maria," and I look and say, "Hi, Grandma Maria." Yes, thank you so much for the shoebox I've received. It's exactly what I was wanting.
So here in the Tomahawk area, are you seeing growth in this every time we talk? Are you seeing more and more people getting involved? Is the growth okay here? Are we keeping up with our level of giving here in Tomahawk?
Oh, Tomahawk is doing fine, but I can say there's always room for more. Okay. You know, every single shoebox is important. So
as a mission project for Samaritan's Purse, if people listening to this are attending a church, and now why am I hearing about this for the very first time? How come we're not talking about this in church? This is something that you would bring up with your pastor and say, you know what, I heard these folks on the radio. We should look into this as a congregation.
That would be what you need to do, and then you can get in touch with me. I'll leave my information here at the radio station, and I'd love to come and out and speak and just share about Operation Christmas Child.
How can people, not everybody's got a spare shoebox. I'm sure you can find something that's like a shoebox, though that would be appropriate, right? Doesn't have to necessarily say Nike or Danner or anything like that on there,
no,
right?
No, a standard size shoebox, or you can use a plastic container.
So what does it take to mail them in? Usually these are groups of people, and then you've got all the somebody's in charge of all the particulars about getting them all mailed in. But as far as those instructions, that's all online, too. But just a basic instruction on how to mail these things out once they're full.
So once you have your shoebox completed, National Collection Week is November 13th through the 21st.
Okay.
And I have there's a variety of locations that you can drop off your shoeboxes. You go to the website, SamaritansPurse.org, and you put in your zip code, and we'll bring up all the locations that are closest to your location, and we'll bring up the times and the hours, and you just drop it off during National Collection Week, and then your part of the shoebox is done.
If there's any grandmas and grandpas listening this morning and say, well, I don't have the internet, then what?
If you don't have the internet, well, here in Tomahawk, I would call Northwoods Vineyard Church.
Okay, good idea. Or anywhere around the area, call Northwoods Vineyard Church. You'll get the instructions you need.
Yes, or you can get in touch with me. I'll leave my contact information here.
There's got to be some money involved here. It must cost a lot of money to get these things shipped overseas, and all the overhead and such that goes into an operation like this. Can people just write a check and say, I want this mission to continue, and here's some money to get toward that mission?
Well, each shoebox comes with a suggested donation for $10, which covers the shipping, the cost of materials, and so you write out a check to Operation Christmas Child, and then you can put that into your shoebox. Another really good way to do it is to pay for it online, because you get a special tracking label. And in January or February, you go back online and you submit your zip code, and we'll say, your shoebox went to the country of whatever. So okay, that's a good way to keep track of your shoebox.
Is it appropriate to put a contact into the shoebox saying, you know, it would be nice to talk to you after you receive this gift? And I know that people have started some correspondence, so that's appropriate too, right?
Yes, I have included my email, and it's fun to get a reply back.
So you brought a couple of kids in here that received gifts along, or maybe we called them on the phone one of the times that you visited. Was that correct? Remember that?
Yes, we had Elizabeth Groff, and we have Vladimir. Or
Vladimir.
Ted.
Yeah, Ted, but Vladimir. I don't remember their names. I'm not good with names and stuff, but I sure remember the stories. And they were here as young adults and told the story of what a difference it made to them when they received these as kids. So this is something that sticks with these little kids their whole life.
It sure does, and it just changes it. Ted, or Vladimir as he's called, he's in the Ukraine right now with his wife.
Oh, boy, really?
He's investing in the lives of children who especially have lost their fathers.
Oh, boy, that really hits close to home. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm going to be having an ad on my mind. And prayers going out to him and his family and everybody else there going through what they're going through, that's for sure.
Yes.
I can just imagine what this would be like for those kids in Ukraine if they're receiving things like this at a time that's probably the worst time of their lives so far. And just wondering if they're going to be alive the next day. Just imagine what this can do for those kids' lives.
It brings hope.
Yeah, that, and that's sometimes all some folks have. Mm-hmm. We've got to remember that. Maria Knockel is my guest here this morning. We're talking Operation Christmas Child. It's a mission of Samaritan's Purse. And if you want to go online to look up Samaritan's Purse, it's samaritanspurse.org, correct?
That is correct.
Maria, anything else that we can talk about this morning? This is something that I'm sure you're going to be back next year, God and Greg willing, as I say, as I sign off every day. But I'm sure we'll talk to you again next year. Anything else that we can get into people's heads this morning about the best reason to get involved with this mission project?
The best reason to get involved with is you're going to be changing a child's life. I want to just share some milestones. We're celebrating
Please.
30 years of this ministry.
Okay.
200 million shoeboxes are being celebrated this year. And here in my six-county area of north central Wisconsin, we'd like to collect 8,000 shoeboxes. And if you're looking for shoeboxes to pick up, I believe the Vineyard Church has a trunk or treat this Saturday.
Okay.
Bunny will be there, and she's got a really neat display, and she loves to pass out shoeboxes.
Operation Christmas Child, stuff a shoebox and change a kid's life. And what, as any individual walking on this planet, what can you do better in any given day but change a kid's life for the better?
That is correct.
Man, oh man, it's a real opportunity for a lot of people to get involved here. Maria, I want to say that I hope that there are more shoeboxes going out from our area than ever before, and we'll look forward to a visit with you next year.
I'm looking forward to it as well, and keep packing shoeboxes.
Maria, thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you.